21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that's kind of an exciting, promising subject. A new sheriff is in town. I'm talking about Donald J. Trump. We're watching, we're witnessing major corporate entities that are all of a sudden deciding that the Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion is no longer needed, shutting down entire human resources departments called DEI. We're finding people, companies like Target, where all of a sudden they're playing Christmas music. All of a sudden the display of the sodomite material is not right in your face as you walk in the door, that they've taken off the display. We're finding where libraries are saying they're now going to have the sodomite Christmas tree. They're going to have a normal Christmas tree, etc. So I'm looking at a headline that says it's mourning in America. Americans recently found out what can happen when tens of millions of normal, decent, patriotic, God-fearing citizens fervently pray for Almighty God to have mercy on their beloved but wayward nation and to save them from falling under the excruciating rule of deranged psychopaths, obviously in the grip of a very dark forces. Indeed, most Americans understood that we were close to losing, perhaps forever, the greatest and most abundantly blessed nation in history. Here's how a Christian broadcaster and best-selling author Eric Metaxas put it one day after would-be assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, shot Donald Trump, hitting him in the ear while missing the skull by just millimeters. And only because Trump suddenly turned his head 90 degrees at the exact right moment. Here's what he said. I've said repeatedly for months that those who hate Trump would stop at nothing to make sure he doesn't go back into the White House, including trying to assassinate him. I've also said that God's hand is on him and would protect him if, God forbid, someone tried to do that. Last night, we saw that happen. His survival was nothing less than a miracle. So be assured that God is not finished with this nation yet. But we need to pray. We are in an existential crisis, and without God, this experiment in self-government will not continue. But it is God's will to continue, so please continue to pray. That's my position. We need to keep praying and asking God to sustain us. He has gotten us over the 50-yard line, if you'd call it in a game, but we have not won the war. We've just won a skirmish, a battle, and 50 days from now, there'll be another major battle. Jamie Raskin, a Democrat U.S. representative, has already said that he's preparing now to have a lawsuit filed to prevent Trump from being inaugurated, being sworn in. He says that Trump is a convicted felon, that Trump is a convicted insurrectionist, and as a result of that, Trump ought not to be president. So we're witnessing the setting the stage for a new battle, but at the same time, we're witnessing a refreshing breeze in the air where there are people now that runs a business, that's running businesses, that are having a new fresh look and a new outlook on how America should go back to its fundamental rudimentary basis. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we're seeing today a brief reprieve, and I believe we need to keep praying and asking God to do so. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you. I agree with Angela that we need a be more bolder, and since we have Jesus, we're under his wing, and we have a bold President Trump, we can be bold too as Christians to instead of being shy or scared or whatever, we could go ahead and be bold too and getting people to be Jesus followers and you know, bringing up subjects. And speaking of the subject, I did call for DeSantis for asking why does the schools not have "In God We Trust" on their schools, since it was done as a law in 2018, I believe you said.
Correct.
And I got passed from person to person to person, and this person didn't know, and let me take your name down. I left messages, and basically, I got nowhere. I'm sad to say.
Well, you can look it up on the internet. The bill was promulgated by Kimberly Daniel, and it was debated on the House floor. It was successfully approved and signed by the governor, and it just simply has been ignored. It's on the shelf. So research that and continue to search and ask the question why. I believe it's time that we go back to the basics. In fact, I believe we need to start promulgating and pushing the idea with our legislators for the next session that will go into session in the spring, pushing them to pass legislation to put the Bible back in the classroom, not just "In God We Trust," but put the Bible back in the classroom. It is something that I believe would make a difference in the lives and the hearts of the young people in the classes, make a difference in who we have in the prisons 10 years from now. If we have the Bible in the classroom, it'll prevent a lot of those difficulties and problems.
And Terry, Dr. Young, I do believe,
go ahead.
I agree with you with that, too. And I have noticed, too, is we talk about a lot of this stuff, but there aren't, I don't really hear from your broadcast of who to go to or phone numbers to go to. We talk about it, but that's where it stays. And another thing, while I have you on the line, is I suffered with my sight, along with a lot of veterans in this in the Gainesville VA. In the month of June, we had to endure Pride Month, their flag, along with the United States flag, and prideful display, and comments were made, but nothing was done about it, taken down or anything. So hopefully that changes also.
I believe, Terry, we're going to start seeing a lot of that garbage, as I would be bold enough to call it. A lot of that garbage is going to be left off, because we're finding now there's some, of course, still digging in. They're trying to Trump-proof, as they're calling it, not my words, but theirs in D.C. They're trying to Trump-proof all of the departments, all of the agencies in the federal government, even with Joe Biden. He's trying to Trump-proof, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but they just gave another $275 billion, I think it was, or $275 million, but it's an astronomical number to Ukraine, and Biden is trying to pass it in such a way that it will be promulgated in the future, even under the Trump administration, that he'll still have to give the funds to Zelensky and Ukraine. I think it is wrong. I think we need to end the war. And one of the things that I find with a new sheriff in town, all of a sudden the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, flies to Mar-a-Lago and sits and has dinner, sits for dinner with Trump, and basically says, please don't give us a 25% tariff. Let's work this thing out. The same thing is happening with the conversation with Trump and the new president of the nation of Mexico. She is saying, let's talk about it. And all of a sudden, even with the invaders coming through Mexico, the Mexican president, is now stopping them and not letting them come into America, because Trump has already said, if you keep letting the doors open and them come into America, we're going to put a tariff on everything that comes out of Mexico. Now, you have the naysayers saying, well, that's going to cause the price of everything to go up. It may for a brief blurb in the scale of cost, but the long term is that we will have relief, and it's because Trump went, all of the nations know when Trump says this is what I'm going to do, that that's exactly what he's going to do. There's no mincing of words. There's no question what does he mean by his statement. And we'll find a vast difference with the relationship with America and Iran. We'll find a vast difference in the relationship with America and Russia and China and North Korea, etc., because there's a new sheriff in town. And that's making the difference, I believe, in corporate entities and what they're going to do.
And maybe Americans can get off their butts and start being more independent, and instead of having to have Mexico and Canada and China to supply all their needs and their fun stuff and whatever, that America make it.
Absolutely. One of the things, Terry, while I have you on the line, this Christmas shopping season, go into stores. Yeah. Shop with all that you want to get. And if they're not playing Christmas music, ask to speak to the manager. Ask the manager, why aren't you playing Christmas music? As we did a number of years ago with Target. And the manager said, well, it might offend somebody. And my statement was, it offends me that you're not playing Christmas music for the Christmas season. We had two full carts of items that we were prepared to buy. I left him. Pushed them toward him. I said, we don't need these. I'm not spending God's money on merchandise from a store that refuses to acknowledge God at a Christmas season to even play Christmas music. And I said, by the way, I understand from your clerks that they're not allowed to say Merry Christmas. So check that out. And that, I believe, it takes the brazenness, the boldness, the stand-up of Christians in America to say, this is what we need. This is what we want from you if we're going to give God's money out of our pockets into your till and your cash registers. We need to be kind, but yet kind, polite, but as pointed as an ice pick, we say, this is what we want, because there's a new day, a new morning, a new sheriff in town, and I believe Christians need to recognize the reprieve that God's given us, and we need to enter that door with gladness and let the world know that we're not ashamed of Jesus Christ, and we're going to take the stand that God will have us to take. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, and God bless you, and happy holidays. I was having some problem getting on. I don't know what was wrong. Then I ended up with a change of device, so I'm happy to be on again today, and regard it as a very special day. God has been good, and my main plan for coming on today is to give thanks to God, and of course to you, to what you have been doing. I would say that we had the greatest miracle in modern times. We witnessed it, we experienced it before our eyes. In Pennsylvania, when Trump was supposed to be assassinated, and God intervened, and that sniper on the roof who aimed at his head, shattered his ears to some amount, and he was safe and secure. To me, that was the most powerful miracle in modern times. God has been good. He's on the throne, and he has been paying attention every day, and we thank him. We thank him for all that he has been doing. And now our concern is that America will wake up. We know we did a lot of praying, and we know it's God's intervention. He wasn't only paying attention all the way to protect Trump and others from the plan of the enemy, the powers of darkness, forces of hell, demonic forces, but he had answered. He's a prayer-hearing God, and he answered prayer. And we are thankful and grateful. And my main point to today is to give thanks for Pastor Youngblood. Would just seek your approval to just offer a word of prayer to God in gratitude for what he has been done. He has been done, amen, what he has done for us and what he's doing and continue to do. Loving God and Father, we really thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for all that you have been doing, Lord. You have been so good to us in so many ways. You are more than tongue can tell. We cannot speak of your goodness, Lord. They are numerous. Praise God. We realize our country was in trouble, big trouble. Oh, praise God, over the years, slipping from going down towards dangerous trends. And until we recognize our country was on the precipice, as it were, to collapse completely, but for your intervention at this time. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for intervening, oh God, and preventing the collapse, the final, ultimate collapse of this country. And now, Lord, we are in your hands, oh God. We realize we need to wake up as never before. We realize, especially Christians, believers, the church, praise God, hallelujah. We know the church need to wake up and take our stand. We believe that had the church been standing in the position and upholding you, and America would not reach where it reached. We witness it, that the church leaders and has abandoned our responsibility and really led this country into the chaos and confusion that it has plunged into. And now we're looking to you, Lord. We're depending on you. Thank you. Thank you that believers have woken up in different places, Lord Jesus, to rescue us from the dangers we're going into. And now we just ask for strengthening, for intervention in a special way, the powers of, the forces of hell will be under control as you open the windows of heaven and pour down the blessing. Give us the revival we need for such a time as this, a mighty spiritual awakening that will enable your people to take their stand, the pastors, leaders in the churches, and leaders in the land, or leaders, my God, we're praying for them. We know humility is a thing. We realize you will not walk with the proud and the scornful. And leaders who regard themselves as ultimate power, and what we realize that is abominable to you, we realize that humility is the key. And at this time, we just ask you, Lord, to help our leaders, the new, those who are getting ready to take control with your intervention, President Trump. Yes, we pray that he himself will recognize that he's only where he is because of your intervention, because of your protection, because of what you have been doing to guide and protect him and to bring him to where he is at this time. So, Lord, help to humble himself in your hand, O God, and to give glory and honor to your praise, God. And not only President, but others, Lord, in leadership will surrender and give acknowledgement to you as the
Thank you, Lily, for your prayers. Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayer. It's a blessing to each of us as we hear that. And it's my prayer that Christians across the nation will keep praying, keep looking up, and asking God to give wisdom and protection for President Trump. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go ahead and read the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I am encouraging all of us Christians to not fall for the narrative and not fall for the seeming retreat of the Democratic Party, which I say formerly known as the Democratic Party. They are now, in my opinion, the American Communist Party, because that's how they always get us. They retreat, and then we don't hold them accountable. Just like with the whole gay movement. Oh, you're homophobic. No, I'm not. I just know it's not natural. So we need to make sure that we don't let up on the truth and holding them accountable for what we know they have done wrong. The Lord says he chastens who he loves. They cannot come to Christ if they get away with what they've gotten away with so far. So my prayer is that we add that to the knowledge of who we are as the body of Christ. We don't let people get away with these grievous sins, or they will just be right back and with a fiercer vengeance because we didn't do what the Lord ordains us to do.
Absolutely. Lisa, I'm going to read one paragraph out of an article. It says, the erosion of Christian values and freedoms is happening right before our eyes, not just in the UK, but here in America as well. Mass immigration, censorship, secular ideologies are actively dismantling our heritage and replacing it with culture of moral confusion. We must wake up. We must reclaim our faith-based values. We must stand firm for our beliefs. I believe that's what you just said in a different way.
Amen.
I believe that's precisely what we need to do, and that's the focus I wanted us to understand today. We've got a new sheriff in town. It's morning in America once again, and as a result of that, we need to be encouraged, but not just sit down. We've won a skirmish. We've not won the war. We still are in a battle, and that battle is a battle for truth. That battle is a battle between Satan and the Savior. That battle is between good and evil, and as Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and not be quiet. We need to go into our stores and place the business and expect them to honor God in this Christmas season in particular. And if they're afraid to do so, shop someplace else. That's my position. Lisa, thank
Amen.
You so much for your call.
And God Dr. bless Youngblood, you.
Yes, ma'am.
So yesterday I was in city council because they're having a meeting about freedom of speech. It really involves the freedom of speech, and they're wanting to regulate it to keep order in the city hall, city council meeting. And it's just a huge, huge, grievous endeavor, but they don't see it. And the reason that I believe they don't see it is that they're being duped by the spirit that that says, we have to accept this and we have to accept that. And one of the things that one of the councilmen said was, because we're all there and we're talking about we need to stick to the Bible, stick to the Constitution, because the Founding Fathers knew the Bible. And one of the councilmen said, well, you know, the Constitution isn't flawless. They had a panel of people, and none of them looked like me. And that, I see, is a verbiage that happens all the time. They don't look like me. Well, hello, they didn't look like me either. There were no women as the Founding Fathers. So we just can't fall for that stuff, because they want to change everything about America. And they're using these supposed social injustices to do it.
Yes. Well, Lisa, we need to keep praying, and especially for the city council. Are you speaking of the Duval City Council or the Beaches City Council? Which city council?
Duval. It was Duval yesterday. And I think it would really be beneficial if all of them got a Bible, constitutional Bible. Because they would.
I believe it'd be good if our sworn officers and any city councilman, any state legislature, they're sworn, number one, sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws. By the way, they added in 2005, 2006, they added to swear to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state. I disagree with that added and the laws of the state, because the laws of the state could be wrong, but the Constitution is not wrong. I'll do some further research into that, and we'll do a broadcast on it. But Lisa, thank you so much, and God bless you. Keep looking up. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Concerning things being made abroad, like in Mexico and Canada and China. Here, one of my hobbies is to read labels. I like to know where things come from. So here are some examples. Bayer aspirin, I bought a bottle of that, made in Spain. My Toro mower, landscaping, made in Mexico. An ointment for skin condition, made in Hungary. Tomatoes from Canada. Why do we need tomatoes from a northern country? And then whatever is not made in China is now made in Vietnam. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder made in Canada. So all of these famous brands are made in Canada and Mexico. And they keep sending illegals and liberals back to the U.S. We should stop any trade with Mexico and send everybody back. I'm sick and tired of Mexico taking advantage of the U.S.A. And Trump needs to be stronger. Mexico has more to lose if we stop trade. So they better stop things at the border before they get to the border. And we don't want to buy anything from Mexico. Period.
Well, the new president of Mexico has been trying to flex her muscles and act as though she's going to try to fight back with Trump. But I believe that Trump has the winning hand, if you want to use that terminology. But you're exactly right. I believe it's time that America takes a stand, and under the Biden administration, under the Obama administration, far back as the Clinton administration, I could go on and on and on with the loose lax lost liberals in control of the White House. They have more and more sold out America. And I believe, Derby, if you look at it from the rudimentary fundamentals, it's as a result of the lobbyists and most of our congresspeople in the House and in the Senate, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents or the Green Party, I don't care which party, the lobbyists just about own and control our legislative process in America today. That's true in Tallahassee. That's true in most states across America. That's true in the U.S. House and the Senate. And I believe it's time that we have some kind of rules, regulations, or laws. In fact, some have tried this, of passing legislation and passing it becoming law, that once you've been in the House or the Senate for three, four, five, whatever it is, years, then you leave the House. You cannot be a lobbyist for 10 years. I believe we need to go back to some foundational protections of America. And Trump is saying that he wants to bring the manufacturing back to America. And some naysayers are saying, well, you can't do it by the tariffs. I believe that's a good cudgel to use to force the other nations to recognize that America is sovereign. And right now, there are more and more of the companies that you talked about, some of the labels. China today, because of the war with China, if you please, on trying to control America economically, China is simply sending the materials to other nations, Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera. They're making it there, but it's still China. It's still China. And I believe Trump is should be honored and recognized and prayed for, that he will take a firm stand to protect America, and that God will protect him and give him wisdom. Derby, we've got 50 days approximately before us, and they can be a pretty rough road, and so we need to offer our prayers and ask God to deliver us from the hands of the enemy. The enemy being, in this case, the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Party known as the Democrats in D.C. Derby, thank you so much for your call. You're on target, spot on with what you're saying, and I'm praying that God will intercede and give us victory down the road in the next few days. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board today as we face the issues. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of